GPS.
Amen.
God. GPS.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
With the new GPS directional instrument, the road map is almost obsolete. It is in some cases, yeah. Not completely.
Right.
We still need a road map that we're looking off somewhere else and off the direction that we're taking to tell us where such and such a place is and this and that. I don't believe the road map will ever be obsolete. I don't. Because you're just going to go one direction. That's all that GPS is good for, is one direction, you know. If you're going one direction, you can still got the entire area there that surrounds you, and you need a road map for that. You want to look off in one direction, another direction, what have you. But, buddy, when you're moving along, and that thing is directing you,
yeah.
I mean, I am completely sold on that GPS. I ain't something else. It won't be long, too far in the future, they'll have one in every vehicle, I tell you.
Yes.
And I remember when they did that. I can remember when a padded dash was something extra that you had to order. I remember when power brakes were something extra.
Yeah.
Power steering was an extra thing.
Yeah.
You were living in luxury if you had a power steering, because you didn't have all you had it on usually was a Cadillac or an Oldsmobile or a Lincoln. Am I right, Brother Tom? That's true. You didn't have all that stuff. And eventually it got to be, you know, it's just something that comes on all the standard equipment.
Yeah.
And this year it'll be standard equipment on all vehicles eventually. And probably not too far out in the future, it'll be standard equipment, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Right now you had to buy it. I remember when you had to buy your cassette players and everything. You had to buy all that, put it on, you didn't have that in the car. For a long time they didn't have those things in the car. You had to buy the 8-tracks and even had the 4-track. Tape back in the mid-60s, you had a 4-track, and you had a record player for that, and all these things, you know, went obsolete, and you come right there standard with the automobile. GPS will be like that eventually. Boy, I tell you what, it's something else. Now, it'll take you right to the doorknob. It took us right to the church there in the Billings, Montana, right to the church door.
Yeah.
And that thing is really something else. If you follow that, you can't get lost. You just follow that thing and stay right with it.
Right.
You're right where you're going.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Really will. You know, we hooked it up going to Alabama, Brother Paul and I did in Geneva. And because there's a little turn there, if you don't watch, you go the other way. We've done that several times. This time we put on that GPS and it took us right to the church.
Yeah.
Never fails. I like that. Don't you?
Amen.
Well, you know God has a GPS.
Amen.
It's the Bible.
Yeah.
Bible of God's GPS. Amen. And it will direct you right to the gate of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Right to the very gate of heaven.
Yes.
GPS. Well, I believe that law of my
heart. Amen.
Anybody makes life the word of God and not saved.
Yeah.
Amen. You take it any way you like.
Amen.
You ain't by the word of God and it teaches you are not saved.
Amen.
The Spirit of God won't let you say such things.
Right.
And the Spirit of God would encourage you to say such things.
Right.
I have no doubt about people saying you get saved outside the word of God. Don't you say amen. Now don't be afraid to say amen this morning.
Amen.
Agree with me. If you're right with God, you will agree with me this morning. I believe.
Yes,
I'm not going to preach anything that's heresy this morning. If I ever do, you come to me and tell me where I preached it. And be sure you can show me from the word of God where I'm wrong.
Amen.
But if I'm preaching the word of God and you learn to agree with me this morning, God expects you to.
Amen.
God expects you to. He does. And this GPS from heaven will direct you right to the gate of heaven. I know you know what I'm talking about. Talking about the Bible. God's GPS, the Bible. In Psalm 73, verse 24, the psalmist said, there thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. That's the word of God. He'll guide. He's talking about the head. He's talking about God's GPS. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and then afterward receive me to glory.
Right.
What a blessed promise. Isn't that wonderful? Guide us all through our life. Down every road of life, God will guide you. Amen. He's always in control. He sees everything that you do. He's always all around you, right with you. I don't care where you go, where you're at. God is right there with you, leading and guiding you and directing you. Amen. And then there come a time when it's time for you to leave this life that He'll receive you into glory. What a blessing that is. I hope you've got that blessed assurance today, dear friend. If you don't, you can have it. You need that today. Amen. All right, look at the text that we chosen, if you will, verse 105 in Psalm 119. That's our text there in verse 105. He said, the psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. showing us what kind of a directional instrument the Word of God is. Thy Word, the Bible, God's GPS.
Amen?
God's GPS. Said, commit thy way to the Lord, trust also in Him. Amen. And He's going to take care of it.
Sure,
He's
going
to do what needs to be done in our everyday walk of life. God is. He's always right there for us. Amen. And the purpose we find, and the main purpose, the primary purpose of the GPS is to guide you to the designated address.
Right.
You just put that address in there and it'll take you right to it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Well, this GPS does the same thing.
Sure does.
Amen. You see, the primary purpose of God's GPS, the Bible, is to get you to heaven. That's His primary purpose.
Yes, sir.
It's to get you to heaven.
Amen.
Secure and satisfied.
Yes,
David said, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy light. I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
When I awake with thy light. If I lay down tonight and go to bed and sleep and die in my sleep, I'll wake up with the likeness of the Lord. I'll wake up with that house that's been prepared for me, waiting on me in heaven. But this thing here dissolves in here. And I will be satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
And a lot of mornings I wake up, I guarantee my old flesh is satisfied.
Amen.
Yours isn't either, is it? We don't watch, we wake up and get up on the wrong side of the bed, you say, when I was a boy.
Right.
And we just sit and kind of meditate a little while and get ourselves on track, don't we? Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Oh, there was one with a crick in my neck. Boy, my neck was killing me. I really was satisfied with that. And I got the Word of God and studied and worked that thing out, you know. And, you know, I got to feel a lot better. But this whole body here is far, this flesh is far from being satisfied, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Amen.
Thank God when we awake in heaven, we'll be satisfied.
Yes, sir.
What a blessing that will be. Amen. Safe, secure, and satisfied. That really is the purpose of God's directional instrument known as the Bible, which I call God's GPS, and I have a reason for calling it God's GPS. I really don't even know what GPS stands for. Anybody know?
Global Positioning System.
I don't know that. Global Positional System. All right. Now, I've got GPS. I know what GPS means concerning the Bible, and that's really the entire thrust of my message. You see, God's GPS gets people saved.
Amen.
It gets people saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
Amen. That's the primary reason for the GPS knowing
it
as the Bible that God left us here with, and we really don't see it as precious as we ought to. Now, I'm telling you right now, if you get on the road, you get 1,000 miles from home, that old GPS looks mighty good, doesn't it, Brother Tom?
Amen.
That thing will take you in the right direction. I'm telling you right now, buddy, you can get some places as a Christian that post GPS the Bible and do a very good to you.
Yes, for sure.
But we don't know that we get in a place where we don't know what to do, where to turn, amen. But we ought to look at this GPS for what it is every day of our life.
Yes, sir.
We'll be like the psalmist and say, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Right.
I tell you, get a working knowledge of the Word of God, there'll be a lot of things that you will not do. You listen to me, look up here at my God-given eyeball.
Yes,
this morning, I'm telling you right now, there'll be a lot of things that you'll never do. If you get a good working knowledge of the Word of God in you, you will turn from things that have been the Holy God.
Amen.
Every one of you will.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. My God, take that thing, speak to you at that very moment. Bring you to a place of repentance at that very moment.
Amen.
Amen.
I look back at you when I do something that's contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. The Holy Ghost pricks my heart, and I've got to say, oh, God, forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. I said, I did this. I should have thought of that.
Right.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Right.
Amen. Children know what to do when you're around your mommy and daddy and what not to do, don't you? Right.
Yes,
sir. You've been taught, haven't you?
Amen.
And when you don't do the right thing, if your mommy and daddy is your true mommy and daddy, they'll tend you right.
Amen.
That's right. I still believe in 10 on the back side of you.
Amen.
I do.
Yes, sir.
Guarantee you I do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I know with my grandchildren. They ain't not my children, my grandchildren.
Right.
That's your parents. The Bible says not the grandparents are to live, but the judges the parents are.
Right.
Got you on that one, didn't I? That's not my job. That's the parents' job. I expect them to do.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, as much as I love my grandchildren, buddy, when I see Todd or someone bust one of their behinds, or Dana, well, Dana's getting bigger than they still bust his hand, and we need it. And listen, I hate this, but it needs to be done. I don't ever say a word.
Right.
I can't stand to see a grandmother or grandpa stick their nose in when one of their children is trying to discipline their children. Got no way to do that. You let them do that. And they're not refusing them. I see that. They're just thanking them for not minding. You better keep your mouth out of it.
Amen.
That's amen. Right. You don't need to stick your nose in that.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. But God's GPS gets people saved. That's the Bible. Now, some of you, like myself, were right here one Sunday evening. We heard a person sit right there and say, I've been to church. And they took the person to the altar, I couldn't believe it, and showed them, and tried to get them saved, read the Bible to them. How many of y'all heard that? I'm going to raise your hand, you see? Sure, hope you did it. Well, I didn't know I told that person, and I think that might have been one of the reasons why they left. I said, well, and I said right in the pulpit, didn't I? Oh, so I don't know of any other way you get saved other than the Bible.
Right, amen.
Well, you ever made a word of anything, any way you get saved outside the Bible?
Amen.
Does anybody tell you how to get saved outside the Bible?
Right.
I don't know anything that tells you to get saved outside the Bible, do you? You can't find any other directional instrument to heaven outside of the Bible.
Amen. That's right.
It's truly God's GPS.
Yeah.
Amen. It gets people saved.
Amen.
Amen. And we need
to
use the Bible for what it was meant for and tell your lost loved ones about Jesus and quote the scripture to them and let the Holy Ghost of God take his word in their hearts with it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Word of God.
Amen. So see, then it can be saved. God's GPS says, John 20, verse 31 says, now listen to this. But these, what's that? These scriptures. These are written. Why? That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life through his name.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's God's directional instrument to heaven. Amen. It'll lead you right to the gate of heaven. God's word. God's GPS. About secondly, I find that it's God's GPS. Listen now. Because it gets people secured.
Amen, bro. Yes,
sir. It secures people. You can't be secured outside the word of God. You can get saved. I will tell you something. You can get saved until you get the teaching of the Word of God in you. You have no security at all about you.
Amen.
I mean, you don't feel like you have. You have it, but you don't feel like you have. You have no blessed assurance until you're taught the Word of God on the blessed assurance. Until you're taught the Word of God on God's security. For the saints, you don't feel like you really don't know how to tell anybody. You might feel something in your heart, but you can't say, you can't tell anybody why you're secure. Can you? You can't tell anybody why you have assurance that when you die, you'll go to heaven.
Amen.
Well, I feel. Oh, no, no, it's good to feel. You can't go on feelings. See, the devil will give you feelings.
Amen.
Bible says the devil believes and tremble.
Right.
And a trembling is a feeling.
Right. Amen.
That's a feeling, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. No, you've got to have the Word of God in your heart.
Amen.
You got to be taught security. You got to be taught blessed assurance. That's why some people believe a denomination that never teaches security. They never teach that you're secure in Jesus.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry every time slaving and dying and going to hell.
Right.
And they'll come to a church like this and hear the Word of God preached and all this.
Secure.
Amen. The Methodist church.
Right.
Amen. What I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You come out of one too, didn't you, Brother Gene? I got a witness here. Praise God.
Man,
outside the Word of God. Now, you don't think under the Word of God, but it's good to have some more realized study. But this GPS gets people secured.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I'm secure in the Lord.
Amen.
Son, I am. I'm telling you right now. I got that at Pee Wee Mountain when I got saved. I got discipled under Brother Ivan Gallon. And I got secure and assured that Jesus was in my heart till the day they called me out of here.
Right.
Amen. What a blessing that is. And I got the Word of God on it. Got God's Word on it.
Amen.
Amen. Your children, that's what your children have. You know, all your children have is your word. You say, honey, go sleep now. Daddy will watch over you, take care of you. While that child will go out to sleep, I don't worry about anything. I didn't worry because I had my little long man, daddy, 6 foot four daddy, right beside me, buddy, leading me. I wasn't afraid of nothing. Time I was big enough to know anybody. I knew he'd take care of me. I knew he loved me, and buddy, anybody had to go through him to get to me. Amen. The same goes for Jesus. He loves me. The Word tells me that. And the devil's got to go through him. He cannot get to go through the devil. We are like you say, I'm in Jesus. Jesus is in God. God's in heaven. And if I'm the devil, he's all that here. You say, amen. Amen. I like that. That's theologically sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. So let's see then that the GPS gets people safe. It gets people secure. He said there in 1 John 5, verse 13, we read, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, you see, knowledge, know, you may have knowledge, that you have eternal life.
Amen.
That you may know that you have eternal life. How many people can say, well, I don't think you can really know. I've heard that a zillion times.
Yeah.
I don't think I was given this right here, 1 John 5, 13. I don't think you really know that when you die.
Oh, yes.
You really won't know about your death. Oh, boy, you better not wait for that.
No, sir.
Tell you right now. Let me read that again to you. See, it gets you secure at 1 John 5, 13. These things have I written unto you. Who's that? That's me. Anybody claim to be a Christian? Unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Amen. That's right.
Gets people secure.
Sure does. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. This is good. Let me give you another one. Man. This, it's a lot of simplicity about this message, but very profound. Amen. Very profound. I like this. God will not give me these. Number three, we find also that God's GPS not only gets people saved and secure, but it gets people separated. Gets people separated.
Right.
Hey, this is even in hell separation is taught. Did you know that?
Right.
That's right. Even in hell separation is taught. The Bible says that the rich man died, and in hell he opened his eyes, and he looked across the great gulf.
Right.
And he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. That was paradise.
Amen.
But Abraham said, we can't go over there, and you can't come over here. That's really the way God wants it with His church. You don't need to be going to their camp. You need to get down to your camp.
Right.
You know, say, you don't need to be going to their camp.
Right.
Amen. There's a gulf there. God has put a gulf there between you. Now, if you're truly saved and live for God, you'll know that gulf is there.
Amen. That's right.
And you'll feel that that line of division when you're around the world. You'll feel it. You won't feel right.
No, sir, brother.
You won't feel right inside.
Amen. That's right.
The lost people are. Or fish with them or nothing. I just don't feel good around.
Right.
My own blood can't. I mean, I could go and talk with them and visit them and stuff. But I don't feel with them like I do you.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
I'm telling you, I don't.
Right.
There's a line of division there.
Right.
That's right. Between the spirit and the flesh, the lost and the saved, there's a line of division.
Yeah.
If you don't feel that line of division, you need to check up on yourself.
You're right.
It comes with a built-in package when you get saved. That's one of the benefits of the package deal.
Yes,
you get from heaven saved, man, right there.
Yes,
amen. You believe that, brother?
Yes, sir.
I'll guarantee you, it's truth.
Yes.
It's truth.
You're
talking with it. It's the truth of the Word of God.
Yes.
There is a division. There is a dividing land between God's people and the people of the world. When there's not blood relation, there's your blood relation.
Amen.
Now, you can ignore it, but you still won't feel right.
No, sir.
Amen.
Holy Ghost will let you feel right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a good working knowledge of the Word of God, you'll feel indifferent. Because the Holy Ghost in you, and if you're not in it, you're not saved.
Right.
Amen. It'll make you uncomfortable.
Right.
Holy Ghost in you, it'll make you uncomfortable.
Yes, sir.
And what it'll do, it'll turn you to witnessing to them.
Yeah.
Because that's the only relief it seems like I can get when I'm around.
Yeah.
It's what I'm witnessing to them, telling them about Jesus.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
And no doubt the Lord used that as a going point to get you to the place where you witness to
them. Right. Amen.
He don't want you to feel comfortable around
them. Nope.
And he don't want them to feel comfortable around you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get them under conviction.
Yeah.
That's the way God works.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way God works. And I'm telling you now,
amen,
that God's GPS gets people separated.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
If I didn't preach separation here, you wouldn't want to separate. I know some churches not too far married never preach separation.
Mm-hmm.
They did. The women would look like a bunch of men hanging around in there.
Right.
Won't be no short horn, no long back short horn in church. Say amen right there.
Amen.
Come on now, these are God people.
Right.
Folks will look.
Amen.
Have their neck just covered.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And separation and preached. Father, indeed, the majority, I said the majority of the people will look separated. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not preached. Well, you don't want anything about it.
Amen.
And no preacher preach on what you're wearing. What do you mean? He sees me like this all the time. He never says a word. You know what she's saying there? He's saying he doesn't preach.
Right.
Separation's got to be preached.
Right.
Amen. It's got to be preached. Salvation's got to be preached.
Mm-hmm.
How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except to be sent?
Yeah.
Got to hear it preached. Got to have it taught.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, we're going to say, well, that preacher preaching on separation. Well, I guarantee you can't preach too much on separation.
Right.
Okay. Amen. I don't say preach on salvation without preaching on separation.
Right.
I don't say preach on separation without preaching on salvation.
Right.
They work together.
Amen.
Sanctification, separation, salvation, indoctrination, all of that. All of those doctrines are together and they've all lumped up into one bag.
And
if you preach on one, you're doing an injustice if you don't preach on all of them.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Right.
Good.
Amen. Let's preach separate. Let me give you a scripture. Ephesians 5, verse 11. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Have no fellowship with them. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? And we read that in the Word of God. The Word of God will do that. It'll work on you. You're a good separation message. And you might not be separated into the Word of the Lord the way you ought to be. And you hear a good message from the Word of God, and you're showing Scripture that will lighten your eyes and mind and show you where you're wrong, buddy. Don't you tell me that won't work on you.
Amen.
It'll work on you until you go home, and that'll be on your mind and heart. You'll lay down and sleep, and you'll wake up with it on your mind. And you'll have to do one of the two, like Joshua told the people. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Either God's on the other side of the flood, or God is all over God.
Right.
Amen. He said, after me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my wife, my children, we're going to serve the Lord. Man, the man of God, the man of his house said that, by the way.
Amen.
So, mean it's your job. It's your job to see to it.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. It's your job to see to it.
Amen.
Family falls in line with the Word of God.
Right.
You listen to me. Put me a little puppy doll.
Amen.
Pull up.
You're right.
Full grown boxer. Amen. For the Lord. And get your family in line.
Amen.
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 I'm just telling you what the Lord said. If you don't like this kind of preaching, you take it to Jesus. Talk to him. Don't you come to me. He wrote the book. I did.
Amen.
I didn't preach it. That's what he expects of every man.
Yes.
That's here this morning.
Amen.
The same doesn't be the head of the house.
Right.
What he's supposed to be.
Amen.
If you're a Christian man, then get your family in line with the Lord.
Amen.
Preach ought not have to do it. All you ought to do is preach to you. You ought to do it.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It's not my job to go back there and get your childhood ear when it's cutting up. It's not my job. I won't do it either. I felt like this before, but I won't.
Amen.
Amen. I'm the preacher and the daddy and the mother to do that. You all read the line. You're supposed to do that. I'm just supposed to preach. That's all.
Right.
What God gives me, I give it to you. And then, buddy, if you don't adhere to it, you'll have to answer to God for it. I won't, because
right.
I've told you what God told me to tell you, and that's as far as I have to go with it.
Right.
That's it, right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Well, I don't have a bit of guilt on me about this.
Amen.
I guarantee you, I preach the whole counsel of the Word of God.
Right.
I preach on the love of God. I preach on the labor of God. I preach on the law of God. I preach on separation, sanctification, holiness. I preach on stewardship. I preach on everything that God has given me to preach on the Word of God.
Right. Amen.
I'll stand before God one day at the judgment seat of Christ. When I have to give an account for you, and the Bible says I will, I'll have to give an account of the flock that God has put me over. Buddy, I'll guarantee you, I'll hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter down into the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that day when I hear those words.
Amen.
Let me give you another one. Also, I find that God's GPS gets people salvaged. I like this point here. When I first got it, I thought, I don't know exactly how I'm going to go with that. But the more I studied, the more it opened up to me, like it's never opened up before. Amen. Now keep in mind what I said. It gets people salvaged. Amen. Salvaged. I've seen stuff that just wasn't nothing there.
Right.
That could be salvaged at all. Scott, your father, that's what they did. They salvaged what they can out of planes, the engines and things, right? But no doubt they probably had one to some sites where they couldn't salvage anything, haven't they? Sure they had. Yeah. Well, junk will tell you that. These junk cars will tell you, all I tell you, that car, motor, everything, it ain't nothing. I can't get a thing off of it. Just unsalvageable. You see one driving that car? Amen. Now we're not talking about your spirit. It doesn't get salvaged. It doesn't get certain things taken over off of it because some things are bad, some are good, some are bad. It doesn't get salvaged. You just take away the things that need to be taken away. God gives us a perfect, pure, perfect spirit, just as pure as God is. And that was salvaged. He changed that spirit.
Amen.
It's a new, perfect spirit. That soul is well.
Right.
Amen. Y'all agree with me thus far?
Amen.
What's one driving?
Pray you, brother.
Amen. I said, God's GPS, the Bible, gets people salvaged.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That leaves a lot of Christians today that haven't been salvaged yet.
Amen.
Amen. I said they're Christians, but they haven't been salvaged, brother. I know churches that are literally almost full of unsalvaged Christians.
Good.
Talking about the outward person.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen.
That's why I'm getting at here. I'll give you Bible to substantiate what I'm saying. Listen to this. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Paul said, but if the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, of Him who, God, that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, and keep in mind, Paul said, if He doesn't, you're not His. You're not saved. He said, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies.
That's right.
By His Spirit,
amen,
that dwelleth in you.
Right.
Amen.
He didn't say immortal, he said mortal.
Right.
Amen.
He's not talking about the glorified body.
That's right.
No, he's talking about the body that you're in right now.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. What's he talking about? Salvaging your body.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, listen, He silenced the devil.
Yes, sir.
And He satisfied the Father.
Yes.
Filled up your
yes.
spirit.
Period.
Until the day of redemption.
Yes, sir.
And it just cures God. But this right here is a long way from being cured.
Right.
A lot of you have been salvaged pretty good.
Amen.
Some of you have been salvaged.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This right here will do it.
Yeah,
bro. Make God's GPS and do it. Let me read that again. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then you're saved. What he's saying there. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. That means to enliven.
Yep.
To put life in. To liven up the dead parts. Amen.
Yep.
You see an old house? Chimney's falling in. Roof caved in certain spots. What needs to be done there? The porch is kind of sagging. Maybe the joist is broken underneath there. Maybe by this board as well, the looks of this. We're going to buy it. We're going to salvage this thing. Make it look good. Make it strong.
Right.
So we go in there and replace those floor joists above the top. They fix that porch jam and sagging. And that old chimney is falling out and put it on my old rock caliper. It goes deep right down to the solid.
wondering and revealed that. What is that? They challenge that. That's exactly what God does to the body of Christians.
Amen.
Sure does. There's that old tongue that needs to be revived.
Yeah.
It's dead.
It
speaks the things that ought not speak.
Right. Amen.
They got an ear that's not hearing like it ought to hear,
right.
So they put a new ear on there. Amen.
Amen.
They got an eye that's not seeing what God wants them to see, so they got to do an eye for explaining.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost does all that.
Amen.
He quickens your mortal body through God Jesus.
Amen.
It is the wind that gets people silenced.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes, for God.
Praise. Let us see the truth of His business today.
Amen.
We'll never have revival until we do.
Amen.
Never have revival.
Amen.
Amen. Carried the church and back with you, laid up at home, having your face all the time, and never come to the realization of what it's for.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It works.
Sure it does.
It's a directional instrument we need to be using today.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Let me give you this quickly. I'll shut up. Let me give you another scripture on that. On that quickly. In Psalm 119, verse 107, we just read it a while ago. Quicken me, the psalmist said, O Lord, according to thy word. According to thy word. That's what quickens right there. That word of God. That's what you need good preaching. You need separation preaching. You make a different person. I've got to have people come here from other churches, old dead churches. When they sit under the preaching of the Word of God, and I mean the Word of God, I'm not talking about Arnold Dunn, I'm talking about the Word of God. I do preach the Word of God, and I've watched the Word of God work on a man to change things they were doing when they came here and they no longer do. You see what's happening? The Holy Ghost is salvaging them. It's not that they're not saved, but haven't been salvaged yet.
Right. Amen.
Because they got saved and they got their little church. They don't preach the Word of God. They don't use God's GPS for directional purposes, and they never get salvaged.
Yes.
And they never get separated.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
The psalmist knew God here.
Amen.
Oh, in the world, I'll turn around there. Solomon knew God.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Does he believe he's a Christian? He said, quicken me, old Lord. He's a Christian. Evidently, he hasn't been challenged the way he needs to be. According, he said it to thy word, quicken me. Challenge me. Challenge me, God. Amen. Boy, he wants to. And he will if you'll let him. You call upon him.
Oh, yeah.
You got that truth this morning, I guarantee you, to get salvaged.
Amen.
There's some things in your life that need to be taken away from you.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely. Let me say this morning. God's GPS will bless your soul. It will.
Amen.
Write it down. Number one, it will birth you into the family of God. It will birth you into the family of God. You don't get birthed into the family of God any other way but by the Word of God. For God's Spirit and the Word are one and the same. You're not getting birthed into the family of God without the Bible. I don't care what that person said here that evening. And I will tell you, if a person say that, I would seriously doubt they've ever been born again.
Amen.
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 That's right. That's the way I feel about it.
Yes, sir.
You feel it every way you want to. That's the way I feel about it. Anybody make light of the Bible and get people saved? How in the world can you be saved? Be saved.
Right.
Think about it. Would you ever even think about doing that? Would you ever even consider that the Bible is not used to get somebody saved? Huh? No, sir. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
Whether you're quoting the Bible to a person, it's the Bible.
Yeah.
If you quote John 3:16, what are you using? You're not using something of your own. You're using what's written in the Bible.
Amen. That's right.
You get saved without the Bible.
Right.
No way you can. Get served without the Bible.
Amen.
Right. I said, God's GPS, the Bible will birth you into the family of God. You don't get birthed in any other way.
Right.
Amen. I said many times, you've heard me say it, faith and repentance, that's the Bible. Right. Faith, a godly sorrow, working repentance to salvation, not to be repented of.
Right.
That's faith and repentance right there.
Amen.
I said faith and repentance bring about spiritual birth. In man, just like
the seed of the woman, the seed of the man, bring about physical births, natural births.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So, it'll birth you in the family of God. It'll bless your soul. It will bless your soul. It will. I guarantee you, my soul has been blessed this morning just reading and studying and preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
I've been blessed tremendously this morning. I pray and trust that you have.
Amen.
Oh, you might be under a little conviction wrong with it. But I'm going to tell you something, honey. Conviction is a blessing.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Preach it, brother.
I didn't care anything about you. He would convict you.
Amen.
You know, first, the last thing the Holy Ghost does, Pastor, is have conviction.
Right.
God turns his ear time. He's completely turned on with it.
Right.
God guarantees you, but he convicts you, whether you love to be saved, is a blessing.
Amen.
God loves you enough to convict you.
Amen.
And show you where you're going to live a better life. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, if I say that a preacher don't get convicted before, I say, oh God, what the hell am I up here?
Amen. Right.
You want me to hold me? Don't be shaking me up here right now.
Right.
It blesses me if I didn't get convicted and I can get right with God at the altar. Blesses me. What a blessing.
Amen.
I tell you, some of the greatest times of tears and compassion I've ever seen in my ministry comes under with a convicting power.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost of God.
Amen. Amen.
You saw it right down here.
Right.
People were under conviction. Those little teenage girls, they had a conviction over there in the middle. Now they're calling to Jesus. Families over here, under conviction, getting right with God.
Yeah.
People rejoicing. What a blessing to see
conviction. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He'll bless your soul. He'll burn your family, God. As you know, he'll burn your heart, too. All this GPS will burn your heart. It will.
Right.
It'll burn your heart. Boy, I tell you what, he'll put a burden on your heart. You get up here and preach on getting people to Christ. You haven't been done, he'll burden you. You have such a heavy burden on your heart. Heavy, that's such a burden is. You go home and feel heavy inside. One, you can't enjoy your meal. Can't enjoy nothing. So I'm going to get out there and go walk. It won't feel better. It won't do nothing unless it's a little walk with Jesus. It won't do nothing for you. The burden will remain. It'll be taken away. It'll get heavier and heavier and heavier. I know what the GPS of heaven does. I've been burdened many times for the things of God. The things that I wasn't doing for God that I ought to have been doing. And God burdened my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Burn your heart. Let me give you another. It'll bless your eyes, too.
Yes, sir.
It'll bless your eyes. I'll guarantee you, the Word of God will bless your eyes.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. I guarantee you, but if the man of God got any grit about him, I guarantee you'll smack that thing which needs to be smacked. That's hurting one of God's children. He'll smack it good with the Word of God, and it'll do its job. It'll bless your eyes.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of them go out. When the church has 40 years. You know what? Tell me, God has got to bless in your eyes. But now, when I'm doing that myself, folks, I mean, that God bless you my eyes.
Yeah.
Well, you'll work God do that. I didn't bless your eyes. I ain't going to hurt you through. Let me give you another. Thank God it'll broaden your mind, too. It will broaden your mind. Amen. I guarantee. Who was it? I got a little piece of paper. I cut it out periodical. Christian periodical. I forget what it was, but I put it on the glass right there on my desk in the study. President Theodore Roosevelt said a thorough knowledge of the Word of God is better than a college education.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
What about this?
Yeah.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen. You know how many people go to high school?
I never.